Flower Power Hour. Friday morning. Good morning, and welcome to another edition of the Flower Power Hour, coming to you hot with the opening track courtesy of Sudan Archives, that is Homemaker from their new album, Natural Brown Prom Queen. Really great album. We'll be in town on Friday, September 30th, a week today, and what you're hearing behind me right now is Kika Gakumoyu, who will also be playing that same night at the Rickshaw Theater. It'll be their last show in Vancouver, as the band is breaking up following this tour. One of the best Japanese psychedelic rock bands ever. One of the most styling bands, period, ever. Really excited for that. I'll be covering that show for CITR. But Sudan Archives, if you can't get a ticket to Kika Gakumoyu, which appears to be sold out, great backup show to see. We're going to keep it going with music. Got a lot of new stuff today. But we're going to go back to an old song. Life Without Buildings. Really cool outfit. Dropped one album in 2000, titled Any Other City. And the song's called Juno, on the Flower Power Hour.
I don't wanna be a player. all dolled up, wearing my Christmas gift. But you look dumb as fuck. I'm sick of it.
Got some new shit, baby.
I put my name on the leftovers. Good boys know to be polite. I'm not surprised. Don't you know that who's before? You need to do your chores. You need to clean the floors. You need to do your chores. You need to clean the floors.
Sorry.
Thank you.
You are listening to the Flower Power Hour on Friday, September 23rd. We're broadcasting on 101.9 CITR FM, which is located on the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh people. My name is Aaron. Thank you for joining me on this Friday. That last little stretch of songs you heard began with Juno by Life Without Buildings, off the album Any Other City, an album I've been really into lately. That one goes back a little bit. It's the one album that the band dropped, and it was in 2000. They played a show with the Strokes and never really were heard of again. The next song you heard was Chores by Feeble Little Horse out of Pittsburgh. One of the sickest songs I've heard recently. That one's off their 2021 album, Heyday. And then we went over to a couple local bands. The first being Blue by Laverne, off of their album Yarrow. And then that last song you heard just before my voice was Car Bought for a Son by Young and Sexy, off their album Stand Up for Your Mother, an old Vancouver album. Got a little bit of Laverne to give a taste of what's new around the Vancouver scene, though that song is still about 4 years old. And then we had Young and Sexy, which is from 2002, so 20 years old, that Vancouver band. You're hearing behind me right now Sessa with the song Calado Fosse Dorm from their album Estrella a Sessa. Really sweet album. This one actually just dropped a couple months ago on Mexican Summer, but Sessa's been a band that's been garnering some attention for a while now. Some really, really relaxing stuff. And I'll let you listen to the second half of the song without my voice. But following this one, we're going to have both new singles from Always from their upcoming album, Blue Rev, which will be out October 7th on Polyvinyl. They decided to drop two singles to complete the four total that will be included on Blue Rev. So the two singles they dropped today are Belinda Says and Very Online Guy. A couple songs that offer something different. So we're going to jump into those straight out of Sessa, and we're going to keep rolling with some music. We got some new Alex G coming up, and a couple Canadian classics as well. So enjoy the rest of this one, whether you're on your commute, whether you're on a walk, whether you're just chilling, whether I'm just in the background and you're doing a lot of other more cool and interesting things. I'm happy to be there. This is the Flower Power Hour. Que hora cê dorme, que lado de mim? Ah, que hora cê parte, minutos ou anos, matando-me assim. Te amo, te odeio, e tudo no meio. Se amar é negócio, eu sou só o cantor. Desculpa a palavra. Essa enrascada falar de amor. Música.
Should I propose friendship? Flies going crazy, wiggling and flipping. Emporio Armani builder. I see shit everywhere, hustling. Deal making on the train, and a call from the Arctic. It's either scientists or people who are mining, or dog sledge people. It's either scientists or people who are mining, or dog sledge people. Say something. Keep trying. Take this and don't shrunk my things. No shrunking. If you're rich, you look good. That's not news.
You're listening to Dry Cleaning. That song is Anna Calls from the Arctic, and it will land on Dry Cleaning's new album out October 21st, titled Stumpwork. One of my favorite bands right now. Really cool four-piece out of South London. Right before that, you heard a local band, Hotel Decor, with I Can't Even Remember, off of the 2021 EP, Could It Take Me Any Longer? And before that, you heard the two new Always tracks. Next, brand new Alex G album dropped today, God Save the Animals. Really excited to dig into it more. This one's one of my favorites on the Flower Power Hour.
Thank you.
we're back on the Flower Power Hour. That song you just heard was Loving with Only She Knows. That was from Loving's album back in 2020, I guess, at this point, which feels like just yesterday. Well, that's off their 2020 album, If I'm Only My Thoughts. Really great band out of Victoria, one of my favorites. Speaking of Victoria, the song you're hearing behind me right now is called Island Time by Spank Williams. And I would say Loving kind of makes their music on Island Time. They have a nice little studio out there. I know they produce for a lot of other musicians, such as Alice Phoebe Lou and Troll Dolly. Really, really good production on all of those albums. Coming right out of the island. Right before that, you heard the new Alex G. His new album, God Save the Animals, just dropped today. That song you heard is called Ain't It Easy. One of my favorites upon first listening through the album, which I'm really excited to dig more into, because I think that it's one of those albums that you're going to want to sit with for a little bit and listen through it a few times. On first listen, I really like the experimentation, as per usual from Alex G. Lyrically, I think it's a little more straightforward, which at first didn't really appeal to me, but I think where he is in his process as a songwriter, it's a little bit nicer to have some more direct lyricism, and I think that he's reaching that point of maturity, and it's nice to see from a guy like him. A lot of the album centered around animals and getting kind of religious undertones, but maybe I just need to read into it a little bit more, take a look at the lyrics. But Alex G, it's never a bad day when there's new Alex G out. So happy to see that one pop on today. Show's wrapping up in about 15 minutes. I'm going to have just a handful of other songs for you. This one, courtesy of Spank Williams, I'll let finish up. We're going to go into one of my favorite songs recently, which is Alabaster de Plume with Is It Enough? Some of the best lyrics I've heard in a song in a very long time. And they're funny and they're beautiful and offer just about everything I'd want. This is Alabaster de Plume. Is It Enough on the Flower Power Hour.
I taste your body in mine, but unable to time. I spend, I believe if you pretend. Is it enough? The kettle, the Christmas, the crimes. Is it enough? The boogie, the bottle, the bad times. Is it enough? I am man on man, the monster plan. Is it enough? The crash, the crackle, the theft, the walls, the waste, the well wishes and the race hate. Is it enough? Give me my wine, I've tried. Give me my salt, I've cried. I'm making an album and yeah, listening to it. I'm putting my heart and soul into my album. Is the culmination of a lifetime's creative work. Is it enough? Stale crust of bread to live on. Give me a career in the arts and a latte. Thanks. Is it enough? No. You're doing very well, everybody.
We're back on the Flower Power Hour. That was Eliza Niemi with Different from their album Vinegar. And before that was Alabaster de Plume with Is It Enough from his 2018 album The Corner of a Sphere. Alabaster de Plume also released an album this year titled Gold, one of the coolest sounding albums I've heard this year, would highly recommend. Decided to pull out a bit of an older track because it was kind of what I was vibing with today. But the new stuff, incredible. Song to song, some of the most different sounding music on an album I've heard this year. I really appreciate that. Alabaster, thank you. Thank you for that release. You're listening in the background right now to Dead and Gone by Ghost Woman off their self-titled album that dropped this year. Ghost Woman, I remember listening to them a handful of years ago. Band out of Calgary. And they impressed on their first EP, which they've since removed from Spotify, but now I've noticed they've been garnering quite a bit of attention on Spotify as far as monthly listeners go, at least. Up to 45,000. Very impressive for a band that I believe started with like 100 on Spotify on their first EP, at least. So cool to see a band out of Calgary reach a couple of big playlist songs and of the sorts. Show's gonna wrap. Thank you so much for joining me. There's about 10 minutes left. I'm gonna play a long song to end it. Snap Eyes, Real Thoughts, from their album Snapshot of a Beginner, one of my favorite albums. You might notice this intro. little bit Rolling Stones Painted Black. But one of my favorites off that album. Thank you for joining me. My name is Aaron. It's been another very exciting edition of the Flower Power Hour this Friday morning. Enjoy the rest of your day, rest of your weekend. Find something fun to do, with friends or alone. Enjoy. It might be rainy the rest of the day, but this weekend there should be a little bit of sun, so try and find it. Peace.
To me. Oh. is Sasha Bilott, and you're listening to CRTR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.